You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
Welcome to Spirits Episode 3, straight at you from the Philippines with the Aswang.
You'll kind of see how we have some pronunciation issues with that.
We don't claim to be experts. We just like to give you good stories. Yeah. Whether or not we pronounce it exactly correct, we need some room to improve over time. We can't come right out of the gate with the perfect podcast.
Pronunciation is not really our thing anyway.
There's also some excellent attempts at phoneticizing some interesting animal sounds. You'll get there.
Quack, 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 quack.
I'm also excited that we're seeing a different part of the world. It's not the, British Isles and Ireland, which we know well. It's not the States. It's not the Greeks. It's somewhere that, at least to me, was new to hear about.
And we look forward over the next few episodes to kind of introduce you guys to places that maybe you don't know so much about.
Exactly. We'll kind of bounce between the classics and the newbies, or places that are a little bit more obscure in the, canonical education.
Or new to us. Because we don't claim to be experts, and we're kind of looking for new information to bring you guys as we learn it.
It's an educational journey with booze.
So today we're drinking a blood orange Bellini, so sparkling wine and blood orange juice, which kind of goes well with our Philippine bloodsucker.
Hint, hint. Blood is the metaphor.
Blood is the metaphor.
And again, if you support us on Patreon, $5 and up patrons can get exclusive, beautifully designed recipe cards every episode with drinks, snacks, and non-alcoholic drinks to go with every episode.
I would love to get us out once a week, but we have to hit our goal in order to do that.
Exactly. Until we get some badass sponsors that want to have a profane-languaged, boozy podcast associated with their brand, really relying on your support.
I mean, why wouldn't they, though?
I don't know. Get in touch.
Get in touch. MeUndies, we like you.
Enjoy episode 3, Aswang.
So I was at a bar the other day, and I saw this guy, and I'm like, this guy is such an Aswang. Go ahead.
Like dick bag.
Yeah. I mean, a little bit, but an Aswang actually is a vampire-like witch ghoul, which is like an awesome combo, from Philippine folklore.
That's like the center of a great Venn diagram.
It totally is.
Vampires, witches, ghouls.
Absolutely.
Tell me more.
So it's actually, the myth of the Aswang is widespread through the Philippines, but like...
Are you sure that's how it's pronounced?
I'm like 95% sure. Like, I have to Google... I'm going to Google it right now. Hold on one second.
Like, Aswang, maybe?
Maybe.
We looked it up.
We looked it up.
It's not pronounced Aswang. It's Aswang.
Aswang.
Say that. Aswang.
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 But the layman
We're
would...
so sorry, Tagalog speakers.
The layman would look at it and say Aswang, though. Like, I stand by that.
Yes.
That's a thing that I think would happen. The Aswang is a widespread mythology throughout the Philippines, except for an area called the Ilocos region, which I think I pronounced correctly. In Spanish colonial recollections in the 16th century, the Aswang was the most feared among the mythological creatures of the Philippines.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's a ghoul vampire witch.
Yes.
I'd be afraid.
And you're going to find out more about it, and it's even more creepy.
I'm so excited.
So there's a variety of different stories throughout the regions of Philippines. Like, you know how we have, like, Bigfoot?
Sure.
But there's, like, different versions of Bigfoot throughout the world.
Are. Yep.
Yeah, it depends on where you are, and all the stories are different.
Those are different things?
Yeah. Skunk ape.
Oh, okay.
Like, they're all the same thing, but, like, just told in different places and have different characteristics, but are like the same basic creature.
Sure.
That's what happens with the Aswang. So there's no real like definition of what it is, but we do have those common themes.
Yeah.
So the Aswang is always a shapeshifter.
Lots of shapeshifters.
Yeah. No. It's a different episode. You know what I mean. They're usually just like regular townspeople, pretty much indistinguishable from any other people in the town.
Sounds good. That's always very scary. Like that, any kind of myth where it's sort of can be anyone among us, that's inherently very scary.
Like the werewolf. Like it's just like some dude once a month just starts eating people.
And other times you have no idea.
Mm-hmm. So they're usually like the quiet, shy people who keep to themselves for the most part. You know, like the way that everyone treats, every news outlet treats white murderers.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're so like, oh, they were always so quiet. Like, that's basically what the Aswang was in Philippine mythology. So at night, however, they transform into some sort of animal. Usually it's like a dog, but there's stories of like cats, bats, birds, and boars.
So I'm seeing the witch angle, right? Yes. Like common witch lore is that they either have a familiar or can themselves fly, you know, shift.
And you also see that vampire aspect too, like the bat.
At night, right? Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's at night. They can mean bat, whatever.
So in this form, they enjoy eating unborn fetuses and small children.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Really just going for the most fearful and like wrong.
Vulnerable
thing
yeah.
that a monster could do.
So the Aswang favors eating the livers and hearts out of these children.
Oh.
Yeah. Like really like not so great. Like.
Gross.
So they're described for having a long tongue, kind of like a butterfly, like butterfly tongue, like you imagine.
Oh no,
that.
Like a straw?
Yes. in which they use to suck out the children through the mother's womb in the unborn fetuses. Aspect. Yeah, not so cute.
That's horrifying.
Yeah. So
who would think of that?
The Philippines, apparently.
I don't know.
Most likely these stories are like used to explain miscarriages and babies who like died of like SIDS or just like sudden death and that sort of thing.
Sure.
Which like it makes sense, but.
Right. Unfortunately, very common.
Right.
Especially or for babies to die in the first, you know, 3 months
in
of
any
of life.
Culture.
Yeah.
Which we, I'm sure we'll talk about sometime later on, but like.
Yeah. But again, you know, explain the inexplicable. That's definitely, I haven't thought about it before, but it's definitely an event that I could see being understood by through a myth.
You got to explain those baby deaths because there's got to be some reason for them.
Right. Yeah.
You can't just be like tragedy.
Yeah.
So Aswangs are also known to steal the newly dead bodies to feast on as well.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, like, kind of, like, a little bit, like, zombie-esque.
Yeah, grave robbery.
Mm-hmm. So, when the Aswang eats someone, they usually replace their live victims or cadavers with doppelgangers for a while. And these doppelgangers are made out of either, like, tree trunks or plants.
Really?
Yeah.
So, sort of like a, you know, I'm seeing lots of parallels here. So, it's kind of like a straw man, right? Like a kind of scarecrow, whatever. Like, that's
right. This is
kind
of like the witchy aspect again, too.
Oh, sure. Like enchanting the natural world.
Right. And it like looks like the person.
Yeah. Or like a classic fae changeling type myth.
Exactly. So if it's a live person, they usually like return home and then become sick and die. So it explains like really sudden sickness.
Sure.
Or it explains like just like a random dead body. And like, it also kind of explains decomposing if you think about it. Like all of a sudden it's like,
suddenly the human body seems to be full of things that human bodies aren't full of.
Exactly. Yeah. So talking about kind of identifying an Aswang, in comparison to a real human, they usually have bloodshot eyes, which is kind of a result
of... Because nighttime.
Yes, they're staying up all night searching for houses where wakes are being held to steal dead bodies, or like where pregnant women are, or like small children to eat them. So it's also said that you can spot an Aswang in the daytime if you look in their eyes. If the person is standing right in front of you and you see your reflection in their eyes, and instead of it being right side up, it's upside down, that means the person's an Aswang.
I don't know why, but things being upside down slash like mirror image or, you know, backward in some way, that's so inherently like, this is the opposite of the natural world. It must be bad.
And like, if you think about it too, that kind of like, it means that their eyes are concave instead of convex.
Ooh.
So, like, it's, like, creepy, like, inward-setting eyes. Like, super, super weird if you think about
just
it.
Unnatural, right? Like, the mirror image of what a person should be.
Yeah.
Not just in the eye, but the, you know, the eye itself caving in instead of out.
And then another, like, super weird way of kind of establishing if someone's in a Aswang or not is if you look at them in a Tuwad Matern, which is, like, bending over and looking at the person through your legs upside down.
Interesting. And very specific.
If the person is in a swong, the image of that person will be different. Like, you'll see, like, a weird, like, ghoul image rather than, like, their actual, like, human their real physical self. Form. Yeah.
Yeah. That's very interesting. Yeah. So, sort of like how you can't see vampires in mirrors, traditionally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, their image is constructed in some way that it doesn't react
Yeah, it's
normally.
All like an illusion.
Oh.
Yeah. So, kind of talking about their relationship with humans a little bit, the Aswang don't reproduce very often, but if they marry a human, their mate would have to become an Aswang as well.
Oh,
so,
vampire.
Like, a lot of times you don't see, like, married Aswang. So it's also, like, kind of that very, like, witchy feel, like, where someone is against the societal norms. So
exactly, right. They're quiet, they're single, yeah, or they otherwise kind of violate the ideal of what you expect a human in a village to be.
Exactly.
Interesting.
So if they were to marry and the mate were to become an Aswang as well, the couple might hunt together at night, but they have to go in separate directions, either to avoid detection or because they don't want to share a meal. Like, they're very, like, kind of territorial in that way, I guess. Huh. Kind of, like, unlike most vampire stories, Aswangs are daywalkers. So they can, like, walk around in the daytime.
Right,
like, they don't burn. They're not, like, hiding in their hut, like, waiting.
That helps in the tropical Philippines.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. no one's just, like, kind of hiding in their hut until nighttime falls. Like,
hopping between palm trees.
Tiny bit suspicious if that were the case.
Yes.
So they act and, like, have emotions like normal human beings do. Additionally, Aswangs never... This is super interesting. Aswangs will never harm their neighbors or feed on them.
Really?
Yeah, so there's a Filipino saying, actually, where it's better an Aswang than a thief.
Oh.
Because, like, an Aswang will search for food farther away from town because it would draw attention to themselves if they were, like, eating
right, they
from
don't
want to
disturb
village.
their you know, whole setup.
Right,
and
exactly.
Found out.
And, like, also, like, these are, like, people that you see every day, and, like, an Aswang has, like, normal human emotions. Like, they're not going to be, like...
Unlike a vampire, which doesn't interact with the community traditionally, you know, an Aswang is among us.
Yeah, like, there's no, like...
Do they eat normal food as well?
I would assume so. Like, if your neighbor was, like, just, like, not eating, like, wouldn't that be a little bit sketchy
right,
to you?
Right, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Exactly. So, also, like vampires, Aswangs can be repelled or killed using garlic, salt, or religious artifacts like
that's
holy water,
so
crucifix, rosary. But it's also, like, you have to remember that the Spanish
just
came in the 16th century. So, like, there's that crossover of, like, Christianity with local mythology. So, obviously, that's going to, like, kind of affect it. Another, like, super cool way of, like, fighting off an Aswang is that they can be killed using a whip made entirely of a stingray's tail.
Dope.
Super dope.
That you do not see that in Transylvania and, you know, Central Europe, the stingray tail.
So they can also be, so that's also used to repel the creature. Aswangs are used to, are said to be scared of the sound made by a whip slashing through the air, like the whoosh,
right.
Like Indiana Jones noise.
That's so curious.
Yeah, like, so if you, like, you know, walk around, like, if you're worried about, like, your newly pregnant wife, you just, like, walk around your house and, like, going, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
There are hang some stingray tails around your house.
Pretty much. Like wind chimes, but yeah. Stingrays. So it's also said that they cannot step onto holy consecrated ground, and like most mythology, decapitation is the way to destroy an Aswang.
Very
Aswang.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if this is part of the kind of post-colonial, you know, cracking down on nuclear fan, like, sort of making everything more kind of normal as we think of it from a Western Christian perspective. Like, you know, people shouldn't be alone. People shouldn't, you know, have kind of unnatural to the colonizers households.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with just, like, human society in general. And then we kind of adapted that Western society later on. Mm. Like, the whole, like, sacred ground kind of thing and the rosaries and holy water. That's definitely that Western influence, but all this, like, the whip and stuff like that, like, that's stuff that they had already and, like, stuff that they were, like, fearful of, which is, like, super interesting because we see these mythologies and they're so, like, widespread. It doesn't really matter where the mythology is from. It's, like, there's always that common theme going on.
Right.
Someone who doesn't – quite fit societal norms is treated as like a monster or an outcast.
Yeah, and someone who's easy to pin things on, right? Mm-hmm. The person who is quiet and won't talk back, right. Or the person without family to vouch for them. You know, a woman who doesn't have the societal standing to prove her reputation.
Yeah, pretty much. There's almost like a biblical way of like keeping a swang out of your house. So you know how like during the plagues of Egypt, they're like, oh, put this like blood prayer over your door and right. The angel of death won't come to you.
Yeah.
You can put like certain prayers posted on doors that will repel a swang from your house.
Cool.
A good example of which is like these red and black bead bracelets that in Philippine culture are worn by newborns.
Oh.
So it's like kind of like prayer bracelets.
Right, to ward off the aswang.
Right, so their hearts and livers don't get eaten.
in Greece.
Exactly. Another version of the aswang is called the wakwak.
Cool.
Which is a vampiric bird-like creature which steals humans in the night as prey in rural areas of the Philippines.
Yeah.
It's either a form of vampire or a night bird that belongs to a witch, depends on the region.
Interesting. The bird-shaped in all cases.
Yes, but always bird-shaped. Right. It's either an individual working on
with
its own.
With a bird, yeah.
Yeah, or it's like a witch that has like a bird familiar that's going and eating people. So it's called a wakwak due to the sound that it makes when it flaps its wings while flying.
Crow style.
Super crow style. So if the sound of the wakwak is loud, it actually means that it is far away from you.
Oh, sure. Because the scariest thing is it just coming silently in the night
right.
with you having no idea.
So if it is quiet, it means it's sneaking up for attack.
Oh.
It's great. It then slashes its victims and feeds on their hearts. So like if you're like, which sounds like I'm doing a Pac-Man sound, but like
a bit,
just a tiny bit, but like the quiet walk 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 is very, very frightening.
Wow.
As opposed to like if something like if you're wandering through the jungle or whatever during the
and
night,
you hear the cacophony of jungle around
right.
you, that's normal, that's comforting.
Exactly. But then if you hear like a really loud noise next to you, like walk walk walk, that's like an okay sound. You're like, oh, it's close. But it's actually not close because it means it's flying away somewhere.
That's I can so understand how that myth kind of came about, mm-hmm. right? That people will sort of be pacifying themselves, like no, you know, then I know where the threat is at least.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The wakwak is described of having to have like long, sharp talons and then like bat-like wings.
Cool.
Additionally, the wings are supposed to be like sharp as knives too, so it like uses the wings to like cut open people as well. So like. Whoosh, whoosh, and then talons go in
right.
and steal the heart.
Who needs a scalpel? You just double whoosh.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh.
And then some, like, asshole American went in, like, during the colonial period and tried to explain what the sound of the wakwak came from. And he was like, oh, it's the common house gecko. And then, but most of the folklore still persists to this day. So.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So it's sort of like the wakwak and the aswang are very... They're still, like, kind of prominent folklore, and I think it's because we always need that, like, scapegoat in human society. We need
sure.
something to explain killings and explain, like, brutal murders, because we can't, like, we're afraid that our, like, natural environment might kill us, but I think we're more afraid that we ourselves will kill us.
Sure.
I think that, like, sort of scary... human nature is more dismissible when you have a mythology that explains it for you.
Right. It's easy to point outside the village wall and say the outside is scary, the outside will get you. But it's much harder to, you know, turn around and look amongst your village, your family, yourself, right? And say, what went wrong in here?
Exactly.
It was the walk-walk.
Walk-walk-walk-walk-walk-walk-walk.
Spirits was created by Julia Schaffini and me, Amanda McLaughlin. It's edited by Eric Schneider with music by Kevin McLeod. Allison Wakeman designed our logo.
Subscribe to Spirits in your preferred podcast app to make sure you never miss an episode. Our website is spiritspodcast.com, and you can also find us at Spirit Podcasts on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud.
On our Patreon page, patreon.com/spiritspodcast, you can sign up for exclusive content like behind-the-scenes photos, audio extras, blooper reels, and beautiful recipe cards.
We are so thankful to those of you who signed up to support us already. Every little bit helps as we get our first season off the ground.
If you like the show, please share it with your friends and leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help.
We're listed in the history section rather than the comedy section. So what I'm saying is we're totally going to take over those charts, people.
Thank you so much for listening. Till next time.